Well, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm your host, Peter Apathy, and it is time for our live local interview. I have in the studio with me, live and in the flesh, Mr. Jeff Budd. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Peter. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. It is nice to have you here. So pray tell.
Yes, sir.
Why are you here today?
I am here to alert folks that the monthly grind will be this Saturday, January 10th, at the Shikaquan Nakahiti, the community house. And it is the
New Beginnings.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
It's the theme. And it looks to be a pretty good show. And there's tickets at Old Harbor Books. And what else can I tell you?
Well, you can tell me a little bit about what the monthly grind is.
The monthly grind is a affordable, non-political, family-oriented event.
It's a variety show.
Yeah.
Okay.
A variety show, and we borrowed people tell me I can't say we stole it from Ketchikan. We borrowed it from Ketchikan. And this is our 31st year, and they're probably in their 40th or something year by now. And it works out if you don't, you know, the acts are usually about 8 or so minutes. And if you don't like it, just wait 8 minutes and there'll be something else.
Gosh, whenever you say it's been 31 years,
I can't believe it.
I know. I can't believe it either because
You were a baby then.
I was a baby. I was not at the very first event, but I was at the second one. And I at least can say that.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And we've moved around a little bit, but we've been in the community house now for I don't know how long.
Yeah, it's a great venue. If folks have not been there, can you describe the Nakahiti a little bit?
I think it's a good venue because it's not too big, but it's not too little, and it's wood. And I guess that's better for sound and that kind of thing. And you describe it. You're the musician.
There's a stage.
And
there's some seating on the floor.
Yes, sir.
But there's also some tiered seating around the sides.
Yes, sir. And there's a really beautiful panel in the back of the behind everybody.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really nice. And
great.
People like it, and it's comfortable.
So, New Beginnings.
But you can't wear your grippers inside that building, because if you slip and fall, it's your fault.
Well, that would be a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
That would be ideal. So what do you have on the on the program for New Beginnings?
Well, we have Lee Rector, who will be reading some of her original work. We have Kincaid Parsons and Hank Moore. We have Fretless and Fretful Times Two, which is Rick Fleischman, Ted Hauer, Kathy Lai, and Rob Woolsey. And that's the first half of the show. And then there's Abai, who I believe is an exchange student through AFS, Anel Figueroa. And then at the end it all is Vicky Porter, Debbie Levesque, Paul Clements, Violet Schoenfelder, and Willow Schoenfelder. The doors open 6:30 and the show starts at 7.
Wow, do you need tickets ahead of time?
You could get tickets ahead of time. We've been selling out. Depending on the weather, sometimes that'll, you know, makes it a little bit more difficult. We'll see what happens. But we generally have been selling out. And it always falls to me to tell people, well, we're sold out. And then I'm supposed to say, well, you can't come in. But usually we have people wait, and then we'll see how many people, because there's standing room as well. But it's always a little bit fretful for me. Not too stressful.
Well, that's kind of in your nature, isn't it?
To be fretful?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, you'd think that, you know, you wouldn't be fretful as many years as you've been running this thing.
Well, there's a bunch of us running it.
So tell me about that.
Oh, well, you've got Gene Stolberg and John
Hirschenreiter.
Hirschenreiter, mm-hmm. Do the sound. They're excellent. First class. You got Charlie Morgan usually up on the lights. You have... the stage crew there is Rick Fleischman and Tom Bacon and sometimes Paul Clements and Jim Clare and different people at the door. And usually the JVs do the dessert contest.
JVs.
The Jesuit Volunteers.
Okay.
But they're out of town, so we have a different crew doing that. And so there's dessert prizes, and there's extremely valuable prizes. And
So tell me about that.
Well, then
I'm not a prize winner typically, so I don't have a lot of first-hand experience with this.
You win a gift certificate to Old Harbor Books.
And how do you win?
When the judges say you have one of the three best desserts.
Ooh.
So sometimes I've never put any food in there anyhow, so that's why I never.
You've
win.
Eaten the food.
I have to sample it. That's part of my
job.
Ah,
I see.
Because it's just You know, somebody has to do it.
Is that to make sure that, you know, there's no poison in it or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
it's
that's
nice
not the
to
reason.
Sacrifice for no, the for the good of the community, Jeff. We appreciate that.
I have a sweet tooth that I have to take care of.
Ah.
That's why.
Okay. So let's go back to the Jesuit volunteers. You said okay. They're not here, so there's an alternate crew.
There is Grace Brooks, and I forget who she has got to be the judge, and they've done it before. They are pretty good judges, yeah. So they're not going to let anything slip past them.
Do you have a favorite dessert that you can remember that has been an award winner?
No, because I don't usually get to eat them until after everybody's gone through.
Ah.
No, that's a good question. I like them all.
So there are some long-time, frequent winners.
Yep. You're probably going to ask me who they are.
Well, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't remember.
Connie Christ, as I recall, has won many times.
Oh, shoot. Their name is slipping my mind. Yeah, there's some often winners. And sometimes there's brand new ones, too.
Sometimes kids win.
Yes, sir.
All ages.
Yep.
Super. So that's the event coming up here on January 10th, but you've got a couple more programs coming up for the rest of this to finish out the season, the 31st season.
So February 21st is the annual fiddle. I have a frog in my throat.
You do. Would you like me to go get you some water? You're going to have to keep talking, though, while I leave and then come back.
No, I'll just let the frog talk.
Okay.
So that's February 21st. That will be at the community's house. And this is probably, I don't know, the 8th, 10th year. And Debbie Levesque puts that together with other people. And they've got a stage full of fiddlers. They have all kinds of different people and stringed instruments. It's always fun. And then sometimes, don't they, at the last act, don't they clear the floor and people, they play fiddle music, or they play...
they play waltzes.
Waltzes, that's right. That's right. Then how do you know that? Because you've been there.
Because I've been part of this event since the second one.
Oh, that's right.
31 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Then the last one for this season is March 14th. It's the original grind, and it's at the Performing Arts Center.
So what does that mean, the original?
All original. It's nothing. You can't be singing Elvis's songs or anybody else's. It's got to be all the stuff you made up. And there's some poetry sometimes and reading.
Wow. Do you have a favorite memory from an original grind?
No, because I'm usually out guarding the desserts.
Ah.
because of the Performing Arts Center, there's no food in there. But when you do it at the community house, then everybody's right there, so you don't have to guard the desserts. But somebody has to be out there guarding the desserts, and it falls to me to do that usually. But I sneak in there and listen to them. I like all of that stuff.
You could assign someone else to guard the desserts.
Yeah, but how do you know you can trust them?
Well, there is that. You can trust me
that I'm not going to eat all of them.
Okay, 31st season.
Yes, sir.
We're halfway through.
Yeah. It's been good. We've sold out, excuse me, each time. And one time when it was real nasty weather, we still sold out because people showed up that didn't have their tickets, and so we had room for them.
So about how many people does the Nakahiti hold?
I think legally it's a couple hundred, but usually 150 is about right.
So good turnout.
Yeah.
And we're expecting another good turnout. Are there any competing events this coming Saturday?
No, sir, I do not.
I could look on the community calendar, but I think... people should go to the monthly grind.
They should do whatever they want.
Great.
$5, let me tell you, that Ray Troll, who the Ketchikan artist, says $5 is a new free.
Ah.
And I like that idea.
Okay. Ray Troll has performed here. He's performed for the monthly grind,
yes,
I recall.
He has indeed.
With the Ratfish Wranglers.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got some, can I talk about the shirts he's made?
Absolutely.
All right, so you know that Ray Troll has T-shirts, but he now has button-down ones, and he has some with dinosaurs on them and all kinds of fish stuff. And when I was on my vacation here the end of this last year, we went to a wildlife place, and I wore my Ray Troll shirt with all the dinosaurs, and I got about 10 compliments on the shirt because it is pretty outrageous.
But that does not surprise me in any way, shape, or form.
But
that someone would tell you that you are outrageous.
No, it was a shirt.
Oh, sorry. It was the shirt.
I was behaving.
Right, got it.
I had my supervisor with me. Bless you.
Yeah,
are you supposed to say bless you when you cough, or that's just when you sneeze?
Just when you sneeze.
Oh, what do you say when you cough? Gesundheit.
Stop coughing.
Stop coughing.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
My throat's getting cleared up.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Good. You just keep talking.
Okay. What else do you want me to say?
You're doing a great job.
We're going to do this for the 32nd here, I'm hoping.
Great. I would like you to tell our listeners how to get more information or how to volunteer. Where should they go?
They could email me at jbudd3500@gmail.com. They can call me 747-4821. They can let other people that are part of the monthly grind crew, Gene and John and Jasmine and everybody else, if they're interested. If they're interested in performing or helping or whatever.
Great. And if you come to the event on January 10th at the Nakahiti, then you can talk to any of those folks in person and see what you can do to help for the next event.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. We've been speaking with Jeff Budd. Jeff, I never asked how I should introduce you. What's your official role within this organization?
I'm just one of the people that help. I don't know if we should call ourselves a crew or a cadre or a whatever. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going to think of an appropriate descriptor that I can actually say on the air.
Okay.
But it's not coming to me right now, okay, so thanks neither. Anyway.
It's just our group. We're about a half a dozen plus people, and we meet, and we've been pretty much doing it as long as you have.
Great. Well, thanks for doing that, and look forward to the event. And thank you, listeners. We've been listening to Mr. Jeff Budd talk about the upcoming remainder of the season for Monthly Grind, including the specific one, the New Beginnings Grind, coming up here on January 10th.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for listening.